The Lord be with you.
With
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus said to them, "Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! For if the mighty deeds done in your midst had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would long ago have repented, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it will be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the day of judgment than for you. And as for you, Capernaum, will you be exalted to heaven? You will go down to the netherworld. Whoever listens to you listens to me. Whoever rejects you rejects me, and whoever rejects me rejects the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Once again, tiny little thought for you for the day. Listen, every word Jesus speaks, he speaks in purest truth and in deepest love every time. So when you hear Jesus say something like, "Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! You think you're going up to heaven? You're going to be cast down into the netherworld." Understand, you know, Jesus isn't just being grumpy. He isn't just having a bad day. Right? He's telling these people exactly what they need to hear. Chorazin and Bethsaida, as you probably already know, these were towns that were along the shore of the Sea of Galilee. They'd heard all of Jesus' most powerful preaching. They'd been witness to so many of his miracles. And what did they have to show for it all? Almost nothing, right? And so our Lord speaks exactly the words that they need to hear. You know, just as an aside, sometimes I hear words like this and I wonder if Jesus could somehow pop into our own world and speak aloud and say something like this. How many people would accuse him of being unchristlike, right? Tells them exactly what they need to hear. Now, if you're wise, you'll hear these words and you'll understand them as being addressed to you too, because you and I have received every blessing that you can possibly get from God. You've heard the gospel, and not only once, you've heard it a dozen times, and you've received the sacraments again and again and again, and every blessing God could possibly send, he sent to you. And answer this question for yourself: but what do you have to show for it? Life is astonishingly brief, and every one of us is going to be judged. We're going to be judged based on what we've been given and on what we've chosen to do with what we've been given. If we're wise, we'll learn to hear these words addressed to ourselves, and then you get this message of repentance. Now, if you're like me, you hear the message of repentance, and it almost causes a little bit of despair because you've heard it before and you know that there is an urgent need to repent. And you've tried and you've failed again and again. And you know you're supposed to overcome yourself and get over yourself and overcome your sins and overcome your selfishness and your nitpicking and your faults. And you try and you fail. And almost a little bit of despair almost kicks in. You say, "Well, geez, Lord, I can't fix myself. It's beyond me." I'm certain that you've had those thoughts too. That couldn't just be proprietary to me, right? So what do you do? Well, if you've ever thought that, this is your little thought for the day. The way we bring our hearts to repentance is by learning how to suffer with faith. Learning how to suffer well. The word repentance literally means change the way you think. And learning how to suffer with faith has the power to do that, okay? And here's what we do. Hardship comes into your life of any sort, whether big or small. If you can find yourself able to say these words, "Jesus, I thank you for this. Jesus, I trust you in this." That's suffering well and with faith. God sends enough hardships into every life to allow us to make a change. And even though it comes in a terribly distressing package, it's actually the greatest blessing that you'll receive short of sacramental grace in the course of a day. And we heard this in our first reading from the book of the prophet Baruch. These are people that knew the meaning of the word repentance. They said, justice is with you, O Lord. We've been disobedient to the Lord our God. We've disregarded his voice. We've been wicked of heart. We've done evil in the sight of the Lord. They learned the meaning of the word repentance. But what did it take them to get there? They were saying those words in exile in Babylon. They'd lost the promised land. They'd been taken captives. They'd been held prisoner in a foreign country. But look at the fruit that it bore in their lives. Exact same thing God sends to you and to me every day, all that we need. So, for the daily crosses of life, for embarrassments, for hardships, for humiliations, for times when people speak about you behind your back and not with words of flattery and kindness, for illnesses, for every kind of hardship, for the big hardships, even things as large as suffering a death in the family, learn to say these words. Jesus, I thank you for this. Jesus, I trust you in this. And the Lord will allow you to make that change. Hardships received with faith are the key that open the heart and let God in, so that when we come to the end of our days, Jesus will not say, woe to you, but come, you blessed of my Father, and receive the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Bless us with the prayers of the saints to help us today. Saint Francis of Assisi, pray for us.